The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one, he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands, but the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. Now, this is not surprising, because in order to understand the deeper meaning of something, if there is one, you need to understand the example given. So let us first look at the literal meaning of the story. We have a shepherd, sheep, a sheepfold, and a gate, and a gatekeeper. Jesus, of course, was speaking to people who live in the Middle East some 2,000 years ago. They would know that the role of the shepherd is therefore essential for keeping the flock together. No shepherd and the danger for evil to enter the flock, initially perhaps by some sheep straying away and getting themselves into trouble, or having gone too far away and now unable to return without help, or worse, the sheep may have been stolen by thieves or killed and eaten. And so it is with the church. No shepherds, no priests, and the flock will suffer. No priests, and the parish will suffer. Some statistics may be useful here. In our diocese, there are 62 priests active in parishes, and half of these are over 60. 22 are over 65, and 3 are over 80 years of age. In the seminary, we have at the moment 4 men in Rome and 3 in Wonish. Of these, 1 will be ordained priest in July, and 2 will be ordained next year. Now, the good news is that overall vocations are up, not just in England and Wales, but also worldwide. But as it takes an average of about 7 years to become a priest, the shortage of priests in our diocese is going to be with us for at least another 10 years. Even if today 31 men would come forward, and that number of people would only keep us at the level where we are now. Too few, that is. So what is needed is some 50 or perhaps even 100 men to come forward. Now, you may think that this is not possible, but why not? I am reminded of the promise given by God to the prophet Jeremiah. I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And God will always keep his promises. But we have to cooperate with his will. Jesus wants us to understand from the two parables that he will lead us to eternal life, that Jesus is the gate through which you enter into a relationship with God, an intimate relationship, not of two equals, but a relationship based on deep knowledge and understanding of each other. The shepherd knowing the sheep knowing the shepherd. So how do we help God and in this way help ourselves? The first thing to do is to pray for priest. The second thing to do is what happened to me. By looking around us, in our family, among our friends, among those who we work with or may meet in the church, and if they are single men and practicing Catholics, ask them if they ever considered a vocation to the priesthood. I never had. But when I became a widower 12 years ago and started going to church again, after an absence of about 35 years, I was asked by the Dean of Plymouth Cathedral, Monsieur Nannery, "Harry, have you ever considered priesthood?" No, I had not. And like me, the question may encourage them to reflect on the possibility. And if they actually have already thought about a vocation, it is known that people may have been going around with the idea of being called by God for a great number of years, but never discussed it with anybody. The road will be long and testing, and only those who are truly called in the view of the church will be ordained. But the rewards are great. For the church, for the parish, for the parishioners, and not least for the priest himself. For all of them will be given life, life to the full. The sacraments of the church are made fully available. Jesus himself in these holy sacraments will live among them. They will know him. They will know his voice. Now, for the rest of their lives, and for eternity.